This is we've got troubadours. It's the
not good.
The Florida Avenue Jam Band in the background, if you can hear them.
This guy's loving it though. There's one guy in there.
The place is empty. This is our first time here. It's a pretty magical place, but
they're not good.
It is empty. It is deserted.
You've never been here?
I've never been here before.
Did you go to the grocery store?
I had been to the grocery store. I bought a Slim Jim, and that was about it.
But so what do you got there?
So I've got here. This is brewed. They are both brewed by Florida Avenue. This is.
Now where is that located?
On Florida Avenue, I would say.
There you go.
This is the Betchy Brown.
Nitro with the nitrous.
Nitro. But it's got nitrous oxide rather than CO2.
It's a smoother pour.
It's apparently a smoother pour, and it does. She compared it to Guinness, and maybe that's what got me going. But the head was very thick and velvety foamy.
The head looked like a Guinness, but the color of the beer is a lot lighter.
It's not cloudy. Lighter, it's extremely cloudy. You can't see through it.
It's not as black as
you can't see shit through it.
It's not as
shit.
Black as
it is not black. It's not Guinness. It's a brown. A brownie. A Betchy brownie. There's some lyrics. You can look lyrics up online.
Jason Mraz over here.
And what do you have there? That's
I have the double IPA.
Double IPA. It doesn't, it's not a thing. It does. That's it. Double IPA, that's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Florida Avenue. Okay.
Florida Avenue, double.
And it's,
It's cloudy.
Look a bit cloudy. It's a brownish amber. Tannish amber.
Color of beer. Color of an IPA. It's just a little cloudier.
Classic.
I think with the, double fermentation.
There's two. It's that if you don't know, that's fermented two times.
Yeah, twice.
Instead, instead of just the once.
Hence the name.
Double IPA, and IPA is.
It's French.
French for beer. So.
Double beer.
That's really what it is. It's a double beer. All right. So, we want to start with yours. You want to start with mine?
Yeah, let's start. No, let's go with yours. This is going to be a rough
dessert. That was their first song. This is the first time they played together.
Okay, let's get some talking in while they smell it.
Ooh. It smells like beer. It's very light, very
aromatic.
It's almost like a sweet, like a candy. It's like a light candy.
It's a light, like some taffy down.
Yeah, taffy, a caramel or something. It smells good. Wow, it is not exactly what I was expecting. It does not taste the way it smells. It's a lot heavier, a lot heavier. All right, Sydney Poitier is one.
Poitier.
So for visual reference, you want to look up the Sydney Poitier biography. The Measure of a Man. That's what we're looking at right now.
But
look at both sides of the cup.
Thanks, thank you.
Very important. He has a 6 inches full of...
That's what the name of it is?
Thick.
The Measure of a Man.
Man-meat.
Oh,
6 inches.
I thought that...
It's like... four and three-quarters inches. Sydney Poitier. Not a large penis.
Great actor.
All right,
penis.
So how you feeling? How you feeling the brownie? So it's a bit bitter, and it's
I don't know if it is just the nitrous.
It's
because
a little,
I've had brown ales before.
Watery.
It does have the thickness. It does have the thickness of a Guinness.
It is fairly thick.
Not unlike Sydney Poitier's penis.
Semen. Sydney Poitier's semen.
It's like a Coke can.
Compared to its smell, it's a lot heavier.
Now sometimes when I'm drinking, I'll put my nose into the beer and really
inhale. Sometimes it's better to inhale or to snort the beer
just a little
as
too,
though it
just
were
a little too.
Cocaine. That way you get the real sensation
of Florida Avenue.
The Florida Avenue sensation. But yeah, it's got like a very lightly sweet finish. I mean, there's not much going on. No, it's kind of like water. Like, especially after you take a sip, you're like, it's water. I just had a sip of water. I'm hydrated. And it is smooth. That's true. It is pretty smooth, but. And it's got a bit of a thickness.
Very similar to Poitier's penis. It's very smooth.
So if you took a Guinness and Sidney Poitier came into it and then you shook that up, this is probably what you'd have as beer. That's probably the same thing. So all right. So that.
Well, the other guy's stepping up.
Jason Mraz has passed away.
Sad to report. You heard it here first. Only in Tampa Bay exclusive.
Alright, so what do we got going on here?
The Mraz. Yeah.
The Mraz.
Let's sip into the IPA.
Okay, this is the IPA.
I'm not getting much.
It smells.
I'm not getting much.
Woo! No, it.
Are you going crazy? Are you getting some sound?
Yeah, it's a bit flowery.
Woo!
Yeah, there's definitely something there. It smells like a pungent
sometimes
bean. You gotta waft it into your
waft into your big dumb nose.
Your beak.
Yeah, it's a, what'd you say it was?
A pungent bean. It's got the heady nose of a pungent
a rotten,
bean.
Great northern white bean. Let's just go.
Yeah, let's just go to the drink. Go to the sip. You know, like
it's a lot of flavor.
It's too much going on. Oh, after you took the sip,
yeah.
They can really smell it. Like it.
I spit it.
Oh, there's a loogie floating on top. That's what I'm smelling. A loogie. It's a dense loogie. Whoa. So there is a lot going on there.
Wowie,
that's a very like a lasting bitterness. It's still going. I took a sip when I said wow, I had stopped sipping, and the bitterness is gone now. It's
bitter.
It's resolved itself, but it lasts. No, I can still even now, like if I'm gumming,
you can really chew.
Yeah, if you chew the beer a little bit,
it really releases the flavors in the
bitrons. That's a technical
in the
scientific
molecules.
Term. So bitrons, it's actually a chemical composition. It's down to the atomic level.
Right.
Bitrons are it's a fourth. So there's neutrons, protons, electrons, and then bitrons make things taste bitter.
Right.
And that's they're like the electrons.
So this has a very high count.
Yeah, it's a high caliber.
It does.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like I can.
Right now.
I took one sip and I'm still when I talk or I smack my lips. Or tongue, I can still taste it. Taste the bitterness.
It sticks around all over.
But it's really drinkable. Like
yeah, and it's this obviously, but this is like 8.3.
Oh, 8.5. I didn't even take note. I think mine's 5.8.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
For that, you can't really taste the alcohol. It's
no.
Obviously higher. Double. You know, with the double the IPAs, you can really tell that it is upped a little bit. No, it's. I like it.
That is really good, actually. I
feel like after like two or three of these, you'd be. What do you make of the place?
I think it's cool. I think it has potential. There's art on the walls.
Art installation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a full installation, which is actually really cool. There's
like,
a stage,
I like
obviously.
The stage.
There's a stage, obviously. So people are performing here. I think that's cool. I mean,
couches. High top tables like at the bar.
They also have a large oversized Jenga set, which is exactly the same as the one at Southern Brewing.
They have those everywhere, though.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Sweeping the nation.
I didn't know. How was I supposed
sweeping
to know?
Sweeping the nation.
They also have some large oversized Jenga.
They have
Jenga's,
some Jenga. It's an action
Jenga's.
Figure. And Jankum. it looks
Jankum.
Just like some Jankum. It's available
Jankum.
For purchase.
In the we just stopped. We had to stop to just see what was going on.
There, it's happening. So I've been drinking yours. I went back to take a sip of mine. The Beachy Brown. It really is like water. Just take a sip. It's very, very light.
This one does stick around.
Yeah.
I mean, the IPAs are very hoppy, but this is very, and it's not like violently, like, oh shit.
No, that's the thing, is that, like, it sticks around, but that's all you're dealing with. Like, when you drink it, it's very smooth, it's not, not offensive in any way. Like, this thing is like, the brown is like water. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm okay with IPAs. I'm not like huge into them or anything.
Right.
I would much prefer this IPA to the brown. It's not.
There's
like
a little bit of taste, but I couldn't tell you what it is. It's just my taste buds have been they've been gobsmacked.
not to get too technical on you. They have literally been. yeah, this IPA is far superior.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tastes like there's something going on. Like they've actually crafted
the brown ale. They should just stop brewing.
I don't know if maybe it's the nitro.
Yeah, it could have something to do with it.
I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to.
Brown ales, no, they're not like.
No, this is a lot thicker. And
it does have that Guinness. It's not black like a Guinness, but it's got that kind of
consistency. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, hands down, I would like the IPA. It's like you're drinking something, whereas
but if
you
they have, do have they have an IPA, and then they have the double IPA.
Oh yeah, this is the double IPA.
Then they had another one like a mango or something like that.
Nicole got the mango.
Maybe it was something else. I don't think she got the IPA though.
I don't think it was yours. Is just regular mango.
No, they had a peach IPA.
Peach IPA.
Oh, peach
okay.
IPA. Yeah.
This is a mango peach.
We should have gotten because they pay for the fruits. We should have gotten one of the fruits. Next time when we come back, it'll be fruits.
That the blueberry is like the fruit beers are where it's at.
I can imagine. I mean, this one's not great, but I've had their blueberry one, right? I think I've had that before.
It tastes like a blueberry. It's pungent.
Like a muffin?
You don't even have to stick your giant schnoz into it.
Just dip your Sydney Poitier penis in there, and you're good to go. But yeah, so, I mean,
IPA is one. Yeah.
It's the IPA.
No doubt.
I think Sydney Poitier would agree.
He'd say something like...
Wait, hold on, let me ask him.
Find a relevant quote in there.
Yeah, he agrees. Okay, hold on.
Just open it up.
First, just open it up.
Oh, don't knock over that vase.
Is this the lady of the night?
The only thing you had to do was tomato farming.
Oh,
but
I thought
the
it was
soil
just tomato
farts. I thought the same thing.
Oh, come on.
Sydney Poitier loved tomato farts. You heard it here first. This is another only Tampa Bay. Sydney Poitier loves tomato farts. Here you go. You can have
four and some change inches, cock. Like a Coke can, and he loves tomato farts.
He fucking loves tomato farts.
The next one I open, just a list of black actors. Denzel Washington, Wesley Snipes, Angela Bassett, Will Smith, Samuel L. Jackson, and Morgan Freeman.
Are these people that are inspired by him?
He just said, he's like, I
know some, let me list some names. So we just say names.
It's Sidney Poitier's hit list.
Oh, I see. Good for him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The IPA.
That's it.
Good.
That wraps it up.
Not too crazy.
Single Duffy Brown bad.
Single Duffy Brown, get rid of it.
Throw in the trash. But I'm very hydrated. Very hydrated right now.
So yeah. Go for a run. But don't do it.
Okay. Especially on Florida Avenue.
We're getting shut down. The band's just drowning us out.
Yeah. Mraz is back.
Mraz is alive.
With a vengeance.
The Mraz is alive.
He's got the smoothest voice.
And he wears the sweetest beanie. No shoes, no socks.
No problem.
No.
All right. That's enough of that. All right.